Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and we are weary. Wary? Why are you weary?
Weary is when you're a bit worried about something, but I'm weary.
Well, we're a little weary after being on tour. Tell everyone about your experience of being on tour.
Darling, I was mobbed on stage.
You were. That was only in Edinburgh, though. You didn't get mobbed again.
Darling, they couldn't get to me because there was so much security after that.
So we're back from tour. The episodes will follow this episode of the live shows. But how was your experience of being on tour, Mark?
Darling, I loved it. I absolutely got into my stride. By the second night at the Palladium, I could have done another week.
She could have had a residency.
Darling.
So we have a huge person coming today. We know...
She's not a huge person. She's a huge star.
Okay, she's a huge star.
I'm huger than her, definitely.
You look very nice tonight.
Do I, darling? I've had to put my Spanx on because belly's so big because your manager bought me a donut.
Well, don't worry. Somebody asked me if I was 7 to 8 months pregnant this week and I said no.
Well, you don't look pregnant. Someone very rude.
No, they didn't even go with like 3 to 4 months. They went proper, you know, last trimester.
People shouldn't be asking that.
Anyway, she didn't even give me a discount. She said, I feel so bad. And I thought, well, you should feel bad, but you should also give me a discount. But she didn't even give me a discount. She offered me free gift wrapping. You've made an effort. Same dress you wore to the synagogue this week. Yeah. We did a little talk there. We know it's a big deal because manager Peter has arrived. He's pitched up. It's like him collecting cards.
It's the fourth one.
Or Pokemon cards.
The final autograph he needs.
Yeah, I don't really know anybody who still collects autographs apart from Peter.
But it's for this particular photograph, Jessie.
Yes. So it is for
So she's one of the girls on top. Already had Ruby Wax, Dawn French.
And I believe Joanna Lumley put in a good word for us for this to happen tonight.
Do you think?
Maybe. We haven't had her before. We've been asking.
True.
It's Jennifer Saunders.
I can't wait to speak to her, darling. I want to speak to her
fabulous.
About Dawn and French. Absolutely.
Dawn and French. French and Saunders.
Yeah, Dawn and French. French and Saunders. I want to speak to her about AbFab.
Yeah.
I want to speak to her about the sister act that's coming up.
She's playing Mother Superior in the West End.
Fabulous.
I know she's going to look really cool.
Absolutely fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous. And what have you made, Mum? Because I've done nothing today. I apologise.
Yep. It's noted. I've made sea bream.
Yeah.
In an anchoard crust with Hasselback potatoes, mm-hmm. Jersey Royals.
Lovely.
Some fresh asparagus. And I braised some fennel in ouzo.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where did you get these ideas from?
It's a combination of ideas, darling. From my own original mind, darling.
Right. I'm not supposed to be drinking, so has that ouzo been burned off?
Buzo's been turned off.
Have you been drinking?
No, I haven't had one drink, but I have, I think, what sent me off on one is the large donut.
What the hell's going on, Mum? Get your shit together. We've got a star coming through the door in a minute.
I'm so tired. I can't move my... Jennifer Saunders, the fabulous, absolutely fabulous Jennifer Saunders, coming up on Table Manners.
We are so excited.
absolute joy. This is
first drink in a while, so really enjoy that.
Really gonna,
and what, and what are we drinking, head, Jennifer? Maybe. What are we drinking?
Bolly.
Bolly, darling.
I only know about Bolly because I had a friend called Jobo at college, and she and her family, she knew about everything, and she knew about champagne, and she always used to be a bit sniffy about Moet and stuff. And she went, "No, what you want is you want Bolly." And I said, "What's Bolly?" And she went, "Bollinger." And after that, I thought, "I'm only ever going to say that. I'm only ever going to drink Bolly." So
it is,
that's how
it is delicious.
It is. Graham brought this.
It is amazing.
Ocado sent me a 26-pound bottle that was that big. They must have made a mistake.
I love that Mum's now just said, basically, she didn't buy it. You bought,
no,
you got
I
it.
Did. I bought, it was delivered this morning. It was only that big.
So what, 6 inches
high?
Yeah, it was that big, like a third of a bottle.
Like a hen do.
Yeah.
Like a baby sham.
Yeah, like a baby sham. And so Graham rushed along with his bottle of Bolly.
So
I'm
how,
lucky.
How are you?
I'm very well indeed.
How is...
I'm a bit stressed, to be honest.
Are you in rehearsals?
Not quite. We do our first rehearsals next week. We have 3 days of rehearsals for Sister Act. And I'm so... I can't... You know how it's... I'm not a singer, Jessie. In that I can everything I've ever sung on TV or anything, I've done to a backing track, which we've pre-recorded, and someone's been...
You sung in Shrek?
I know, but...
I appreciated
line
it very much,
by
thank
line.
You. Oh, I loved it.
You know,
kids
line by
it.
Line, there's someone going, you're flat, you're sharp, stop, you're flat, you're sharp, go, you know, all this sort of stuff. And so this will be the first time I've really sung live.
You know, Jennifer, you know what all the people are doing now?
What
you can just get
doing?
Auto-tune on your voice.
Can I?
Yeah, just say, listen, smudge a bit of that on. If you're really feeling a bit nervous in the first couple of nights.
I'm playing an old nun. I think she would sing a bit off.
Yeah, that's fine.
Bit pitchy.
Then.
Pitchy nun.
You only...
Beverly Knight is the lead.
Well,
so
this is a nightmare
it's like,
for you.
I think, take it. Take it, Beverly, and I shall Rex Harrison my way through most of the numbers.
Well, I feel a bit sorry for you because your outfit isn't great, is it?
It's great. Of course it's great.
Oh, you like it? You're wearing
You can get fat, thin.
Oh,
you
that's
can be
okay.
anything.
Great.
You don't have to do
okay.
your hair.
All right, fine.
This is what I'm thinking.
Oh, you wear,
only
you wear
this
a wimple.
Circle of your face ever has to be made up.
That's quite a good point.
Which is great. You get in, you can look like whatever.
And it doesn't
you
matter.
Could, yes. I think that's why nuns do it, to be honest.
You only do 3 days of rehearsals, or have you done... No, I was going to
No.
I was like...
This is three sort of... what are they called?
Trying.
Sort of preliminary...
Oh, okay.
Sort of to calm the nerves sort of thing. And then we start on June the 6th, the
You're
real
not
rehearsals.
Stressed, are you?
I am quite stressed.
But are you nervous about
I'm not for that, but I've got... My daughter's getting married, and I've got builders in the house.
Oh,
that's stress. Not the
stressful.
Show.
Oh, no, well, it's a little bit nerve-wracking.
So when you've planned this wedding, when is the wedding? Soon?
Yes, in the beginning of June.
Are you very involved?
Yes, it's... Yes.
Because Mum called
involved.
My wedding
our
wedding.
Okay.
Yeah, she was very involved.
Yeah, Sam did point out he wasn't marrying me, but a couple of times.
Yeah. But well, it's not really... I mean, to be honest, it's not really stressful. It's when everything else piles on top, you know what I mean? Like... I think the 3 days of rehearsal are going to be great because then that's that.
Yeah.
Once you're lifted out of that, it's like that stress is gone.
Yeah.
You know. And, it's going to be enjoyable.
Have you been asked to do a speech at the wedding? Because I can imagine, I'm sure your partner is probably very funny.
We've got three daughters and Freya, who's getting married, is the last one. And this is his third speech.
Comedy anymore.
Yeah.
He's doing more serious
Oh, no,
stuff.
It is mainly serious, you're right.
Yeah,
yes.
I loved him in all the things I've seen him recently.
Well,
he's been so good.
He does a lot of serious acting now. I'm sorry, I'm just sipping
Keep
some
going
so
down.
Do
water.
So you do serious acting too. You were in...
Not very well, Jessie.
You were in the Harlan Coben one.
Oh, yes,
you
I was. Was I? Thank
yeah.
you. Hey, thank you.
Do you...
I do find it quite hard, the
really?
Sort of serious. And I've just done a film, actually, of a Alan Bennett play called Alleluia, which is about the NHS and about a nurse. And that was quite serious, actually. And you really have to sort of think more than... I mean, comedy is funny. Comedy, I think, is slightly more instinctive. Mm. But real heavy acting is bloody difficult.
but you're acting all the time. Peter has shown me nearly every one of your sketches this evening just to cheer me up when I was moaning about cutting Hasselback potatoes. He said, watch these. And you're acting all the time.
Yes, but it's in a, you're in control of it. You know, if you're doing your own characters and stuff, it's different. I have huge admiration for really good actors. I think it's a different skill.
So the podcast, we'd like to know about
yes.
all things food related to you.
Well, oh, yes.
So where did you grow up?
My parents, my dad was in the Air Force, and so we travelled around a lot. We lived in Wiltshire, in Cyprus, in Turkey, in Cheshire. I sort of started secondary school in Cheshire, but before that we were all over the place, really. So,
but you met Dawn when your parents were stationed, or your... Now, didn't Dawn tell us that you met...
Oh, we have a best friend in common.
Best friend
that's
in
right.
common
yes,
that
we
you
did.
Met in the, because the, your
because
parents,
all the, you yeah. know, if you're in the forces, yeah. you know, you just travel, you go to yeah. different postings, and Dawn and I had a best friend in common.
Yes,
at two different postings. So yeah. she was my best friend when we posted one place, and Dawn's best friend in another place. Yes, Camilla.
So, who was cooking?
In my family,
yeah.
my mother.
Was she a good cook?
Yeah, she was a good cook, and she could do a lot of sort of Middle Eastern-y stuff because of being in Turkey and stuff. So she'd learned how to do a bit of Turkish cooking. So if there were dinner parties, like, and I could smell quite a lot of exotic-y smells, you know. But for general, I'd think she... It was the time of the deep freeze, you know, so she would cook things, deep freeze them. And we did have the odd Findus pancake, which was rather nice.
You know what? Mum, you were talking about them only on Wednesday.
Because Joe Dempsey.
Yeah, my friend Joe, who's an actor who's been on this right at the beginning, he said that he grew up just on Findus crisp
Everything
pancakes.
Frozen. Yeah. Mm.
So when your mum would do kind of the Middle Eastern food, would you turn your nose up at it? Or were you quite
well,
an adventurous
I'm not a
cook?
Fan of sultanas in rice.
Really?
Oh,
that,
I quite like
absolutely.
It.
Still.
I hate them. I basically hate sultanas a lot of the time.
I understand that.
Mainly in a bun. Currants are the
They're a
worst.
Wimpy raisin.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like raisins either? Or
no,
do you not?
I don't like a raisin. Oh. I can eat them out of a packet. Put them in a bun and cook them. I can't eat them. I'm not a fan of fruitcake. Am I having rice with
well,
sultanas and fruitcake?
Yeah, it's
please tell me
no,
I'm not.
It isn't.
Okay.
You're not
I suddenly saw
Imagine.
Your face when I
no,
said
no,
I don't
no,
like sultanas and rice.
No, not at all.
I mean...
It's
when they
like...
swell up, so they look
yeah,
like some slightly bloated insects.
Oh,
in
I
a,
quite
yeah.
like them. Oh.
No, I don't love the consistency of a fat sultana. Oh. However, I will happily eat one. Okay, so...
I'm not anti-fat sultana. I respect them.
But not in your rice.
No.
So... Were you a fussy eater when you were younger?
No, I think I've basically always eaten everything that's been put in front of me and wanted more.
And how
I tell you what I love the best. Yeah. Suet pudding. Did you ever make suet puddings?
No.
Oh.
You're never a pastry pudding.
Suet
person.
Pudding is basically flour and suet in a bowl and then you pour golden syrup over it.
So is it like a kind of...
It's like a great big
sponge.
Dumpling.
Yeah.
With golden syrup on top.
Do you make it?
My mother used to make it. I've never made one, but my mother used to make that. And that used to be Sunday lunch pudding. Roast chicken, Sunday lunch, and then suet pudding.
And would you have it with ice cream or
no,
custard?
No, just golden syrup.
keep it pure. Okay.
Just keep it pure.
Are you a good cook?
I'm not a bad cook, but I'm quite... You know how you get one dish and you do it for 2 years and then you decide, oh, a bit bored of that, so you do another dish for 2 years. I'm sort of that sort of cook.
So
and if there's nothing in, I can make a meal.
Yeah.
But I quite like cooking quite quickly. I'm not a
I
waiter,
that.
You know.
So what's been your kind of dish of the last 2 years that you really thrived and dined out on?
Oh, I tell you what. A tomato curry, it was a Nigella.
Oh, yeah.
I got a bit hooked onto Nigella because she did quite good, like, tray-bake stuff over lockdown.
That's my
and
thing.
kind of vegetarian-y stuff, and because, you know, I'm trying to eat less meat.
I know.
And it's hard, but she did a great tomato curry, and...
Tomato curry?
Oh, it was lovely.
So did it have a pulse in
it? I think it was on rice. It was like this sort of beautiful tomato-y thing on rice.
And it's quick.
Yes, now you're looking at...
I'm going to look it up.
Was it curry?
The base of most curries is tomato.
It was about a million cherry tomatoes in it. I remember that and melting it down. And then I'm pretty sure it had
delicious.
It was a sort of spicy thing. Anyway, that. And I love chicken thighs over frozen peas with a splash of vermouth, and you put them in the oven and they come out perfect.
Oh,
that's a really good idea.
It's great because it gets steamed by the frozen peas in the oven.
How clever.
And the vermouth with the peas, delicious.
Do you cover it with foil so it kind of all kind of...
No.
Oh.
Chop a few leeks in.
Yeah.
And,
it sounds great.
A bed of frozen peas.
Did you make that up?
No, that's a Nigella.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I sort of follow those recipes.
She's your goddess.
Well, only because it was easy, because it's on Instagram. And if you're flicking through Instagram, you go, oh, that looks good.
I know, that's what I do. I see her on Instagram. Yeah. I think I'll make that.
Which food chefs, apart from Nigella, do you follow on Instagram that really get you going?
I think she's the only one I follow, actually, chefs.
I follow her.
Chefs I like are, I love Angela Hartnett. I think she's terrific, isn't she?
Yeah.
I like ones that aren't pretentious and just, it comes from a basic love of food and cooking and not too fussy. And Rachel Roddy in The Guardian.
Oh, yeah, do you like her?
I love her stuff.
So do you like Italian food?
Love Italian food. I think it is probably my favourite kind of food.
So where do you go for your Italian food when you're London?
Do you know? I don't know at the moment. London's changed quite a lot recently. Lots of places that sort of used to be open and aren't anymore. There's a great little place near us called the Italian Greyhound. And weirdly, they had... it's a purely Italian restaurant, but they got a Japanese chef in. So it had a little twist on it, you know? It was delicious food. Absolutely delicious.
Have you ever tried making pasta?
No. That doesn't appeal to me at all.
Me neither.
You think if you can buy it...
I know.
And it's so nice bought. It's never quite as nice, I don't think. It's sort of soft and doughy.
I just, it's kind of like me in baking too. It all takes too long.
I don't bake.
It's a fact.
I'm so glad you don't bake.
Yeah, I don't bake. And neither does Mum, really.
We've had years of people making cupcakes and fairy cakes and bake-off cakes. And every time I look at it, I go, should I be baking? And the answer is no.
No.
It's too much mess.
Too much mess.
Too much mess.
Where did you get married?
At home, at my parents' home in Cheshire.
And did they cook?
No, I don't think so. I think they had a
caterer.
Do you know, I must have been, I don't remember.
Can't remember it.
No, I mean, I remember the wedding, but Aid and I decided to get married, and we decided to get married within 6 weeks, because then we were starting work or something. So within 6 weeks, which didn't seem like a short amount of time then. Mm. Now it seems like quite tight. And we said to my parents, so we'll get married here. And they went, yep, absolutely fine. We then went off on a holiday to the Caribbean for 2 weeks while my mother and everyone got the wedding ready. And we came back with looking lovely and beautifully tanned.
Brown, relaxed.
My mother said, a friend of hers was doing the flowers. I said, fine. She said, here's the table plan. I said, fine. It was just a big party.
How did you meet your husband?
We worked together at the Comic Strip in the early days, which was a club in Soho. And he was doing an act with Rick Mayall, and I was doing an act with Dawn. And we sort of knew each other for... 6 years before we sort of got together.
And was Soho a spot for you that was a kind of dating, eating spot where you'd go?
It was a place that we spent a lot of time in, because all the sort of little TV offices were there and the clubs were there. And it was a real hub of creative people and things in Soho. Lovely little cheap restaurants, and it was very different. It was full of just really really nice, cheap places to eat and hang out. And yeah,
it's fun.
And, yeah, it was
do
fun.
Do your kids like your food?
yes, I think so. They keep telling me stop selling it. That's what they used to say when they were girls. And I would go, do you want some more? Come on, there's some lovely stuff. They say, stop selling the food. We're eating the food, stop selling the food.
Oh, that's a bit...
I know. Because I used to go, but you'd like a bit more of that, wouldn't you? Would you have a bit more? What about if you have it with this and that? And they go, stop it.
But, so you're a feeder?
Yeah, I do. I like people to eat. Aid's a very good cook. And
is he?
Yes, very good cook.
Well, let him cook.
Yeah, well, he does.
What are you bothering for?
He generally does, but sometimes we try and take it in turns.
Yeah,
and,
just to be
you
fair.
You know, just be fair. And but he's a very good cook. And he understands, he's more adventurous with ingredients and things like preserved lemons and things that I don't really know what to do with.
Yeah, a bit frightening, preserved lemons.
I've just about conquered cumin. And I think, you know, I sort of understand it now. But there's lots of things I don't really. Your mother's gone off.
Mum, do you want help?
No, don't.
Okay. I had to say that because I haven't done any help.
Yeah, she didn't mean it.
Oh, what are we having? Now you haven't described.
Yeah, Mum, what are we having?
Actually eating?
Well, we're having... it's a Thomasina Myers recipe.
Oh.
Which is... it's sea bream. With an anchoyard crust. Anchoyard. And
is that anchovies and breadcrumbs? What is that?
It's anchovies and it's capers and olive oil and butter and then garlic and then breadcrumbs with parsley, which lovely Alice got me in the last minute because I forgot it and I needed it. And then some Hasselback potatoes. Which,
Hasselback ones, yeah.
They're like hedgehogs, aren't they?
Yeah.
They do make them taste nice, but why do they make them taste nicer? Is it because they kind
they
go sweeter?
All the fat.
Oh, there's more surface area. Is
I think
it?
So. They're Jersey Royals I got. Ooh. And then I've done braised celery with ouzo and some asparagus. So it's not very, it's quite simple.
Lovely.
She's a very good cook.
Yeah. No, I'm not. She'll probably spit it out now, darling.
Well, there's no sultana. She's going to be fine.
She'll be all right,
I ate everything.
Forgive me, I haven't seen this sketch, but you have a very famous sketch, French and Saunders, of you being a host at a dinner party.
Oh, yes.
And not coping terribly.
Very early on. Yes.
And not getting really much beyond the nuts.
Just the neurosis, the neurotic...
Yeah.
We used to have a name for her. Some sort of neurotic housewife. Who just was so uptight.
Just couldn't cope, could she?
No.
But is that because you'd seen that somewhere else, obviously?
I remember I played with it once and I just thought, oh, that's really funny. The person that is so new, trying to get everything so right that it's not right. And you think, why don't you just relax? I do remember because everyone has that moment of going, why have I asked people over? It's going to be hideous. No one's going to get on. Have we got the nibbles? But are they in the right bowl? Have we got the things? What are we doing after the campaign? What are we moving on to? And everyone goes through that in their head. But eventually, you've just got to deep breath. And to be honest, after a first sip of
any No one cares, really. We've worked that
one
out.
No one gives a damn.
Yes.
Most people arrive thinking, oh, I hope we're going to be all right, and I hope there's someone to talk to, and I hope... Everyone has their own little world of neurosis, but it just made us laugh more and more each time. And I remember on the night we had to do it, and because you have to sometimes do things a few times, you know, in front of the audience... And you have to go back and do retakes.
Was that in front of a live audience?
Oh, yeah.
Which
shows.
So
BBC.
Was it the BBC?
Yeah.
Was it the Paris... Is it called the Paris Theatre?
No, it was just in one of the studios.
It wasn't on the Haymarket, that one on the Haymarket.
No, just in the studios.
Were you always guaranteed quite a good crowd? Because they'd like... Or were they quite polite because they were on the telly?
Once they knew you... The first series, I remember thinking... It really was a little bit, you know, who are these girls sort of thing. So it was quite hard work, the first series. But by the second series, you get your own sort of audience coming and they know what to expect. But if you do it, you know, take three. I was literally, every time I went with the polish on the table, I'd squirt it in my eye to make them laugh or do something. You know, you have to sort of constantly keep the whole thing bubbling up.
Was there a point
in your career where you were like, you know what? Everyone knows me. Everyone knows me from the telly, from AbFab, from French sort of, like, you know, maybe you had children at that point. Was there any point time where you were like, you know what, I need to just step away for a bit? Or did it ever get too intrusive?
No, I don't think it ever got very intrusive. I think it was more intrusive for Dawn. But I think for me, really, I mean, it never got to the point. I think people were surprised because we always play characters. They were surprised what I looked like. And when AbFab started, because I wore a wig, and then you take the wig off and you're just, you know, little brown mouse. You know, you're just a sort of a normal person. That's not what they're looking for. So, you know, the worst thing was I would try and avoid huge supermarket queues, things you can't get out of, because if one person recognises you, it's like, oh, is it that? Have you seen? It's her. Is it you? Are you who I think you are?
And what do you say?
And you go, oh, probably, yes. Who do you think I am? And there was once a woman came up and said, will you sign this for us, please? And I signed it, and she took it back to a friend. She went, none the wiser. But it was never, it was never that sort of level of fame, really, I don't think.
How fun to be able to do so many brilliant things and also not...
Do you feel you're quite anonymous if you walk down the road?
Yeah. And my kids say I'm not, which is weird, because I think I don't notice it. And my kids go, oh, my God, oh, stare. Like, I just completely just don't notice it, I suppose.
Are your daughters funny?
They are all very funny. My middle daughter, Beatty, is a comedian.
Right.
And she's done lots and lots of comedy, and but they are all, and she's really funny, but they are all funny. They're always very good at coming home from school and telling us a funny story or imitating a teacher, or, you know, when they start off, you know, first jobs, internships and things, and coming back and going, oh my God, this woman today, and then doing the whole thing and having us in stitches. So they are all very funny.
How is it being a grandmother? Because my mum...
Don't you think it's the best thing on earth?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Your grandma, you've got five grandkids.
Five? I'm so jealous.
Yes.
I'm done, Mum.
Thank God.
I'm done.
Oh, hello, Kat. Oh,
yeah, the annoying...
Don't be mean, Mum.
He's just become...
He's walked through with such purpose.
Yeah, to walk around
love.
You.
He needs love.
No, that was like, excuse me.
Yeah, you're in my patch.
It's like, you know, when you're filming sometimes and people... You go, excuse me, would you mind just standing there on the pavement while we get this shot? And they go, no. And they just
don't.
Walk through very slowly.
How rude.
And that's exactly what he did then.
Hello, Table Manners listeners. I just wanted to let you know about my new podcast, Is It Normal? The Pregnancy Podcast, which follows my pregnancy journey and, with the help of some brilliant experts, will reassure and inform you about all aspects of pregnancy and giving birth. Throughout my pregnancy, I spoke to consultants, midwives, obstetricians, sonographers, mental health experts, doulas, home birth midwives, reflexologists, the list goes on. And with the help of questions from other pregnant people, the podcast covers as many aspects of pregnancy and giving birth as possible. I'd love you to have a listen, and please let your pregnant friends know about it. Is It Normal? The Pregnancy Podcast is a reassuring, helping hand, not an instruction manual. It's a space for frank, open, and positive dialogue. The full 40 weeks are available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I feel like you're in my house quite a lot because you're in Sing, aren't you?
Yes.
You're the...
Nana Noodleman.
You're the goat... Is it a goat ram?
It's a sheep.
Sheep,
how
sorry.
Dare you?
Sorry.
A ram? A ram.
That's a male sheep. Really glamorous.
Yes, Nana Noodleman.
But, and you've got a fantastic voice in that, haven't you? Is that Jennifer...
That's
Hudson.
Hudson, I think, probably.
No.
I can't imagine why they had to use her. Why they didn't use me, I don't
is
know.
That what, so when you do these cartoons, do you just do...
Animations, we call them these days now.
Oh, right, animations. Yes. Do you do your bit at home?
Or, do it in a studio or...
But do you ever meet any of the other animals?
No. Never met. I know.
When you say it's animals, weird, do you mean the actors?
The yeah, other characters, right. Yes. The characters, no.
You do it all on your own? Mm. That is sad when there's
it's
such
sort of sad,
communion in there.
Yeah. The only time, I mean, even when I did the first Shrek, the only time I ever met anybody, apart from the director, was when we all had to promote it, you know, and you sort of meet. And but it is... But it's also, I think it's one of the nicest things to do because it's so concentrated on a drawing or a sketch that they've got and the lines, and you have to sort of rework them quite a lot sometimes because they come back and go, no, we need this shorter now, or we want this new scene. And it's so concentrated and lovely. So for a day you might do, you know, sort of a page of lines, and a day, you know, a few hours, you do just a few lines, but it's really concentrated. And you don't have to worry about what you look like. They have a camera on you so they can get your mouth movements and some of your expressions. But it's a really pleasurable thing to do.
Yeah, because I didn't know whether you were having to watch the scene because obviously you're the actor, so it's like, do they have like
sometimes
any animation in front
of
you?
They sometimes have little... The first time, like the first Shrek I did, the first time I saw them, they just had the drawings. And they said, here is what your character will look like. And then, so you do the script. And then
it's
you go back
hard.
And you do a bit more when they've got a bit more animation. But you never see it fully animated.
And I guess, like, when was the first Shrek that you did? How many years ago?
It was many years ago.
Many years ago. Many years ago. And then Sing. And then... But, like, I feel like technology is probably... It's just advancing so quickly.
So quickly. I mean, the stuff they can do now is quite amazing. I mean, they literally direct it like a proper movie. You know what I mean? They have... They say, well, then the camera will come in here and you could camera. And they go, well, you know, the imaginary camera, the animation will come in here and this shot and that shot. And it's like a proper movie.
It's, yeah, I mean...
It's moved on from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
yeah,
I bet
really
your grandkids appreciate you a
yeah,
lot.
They love Sing. They absolutely love Sing.
Did you see Sing too?
Yes.
Oh, it's played in our house.
I know.
Every damn day.
And I don't know, when I first read the script and they said what it was, I thought, is this going to work? What's a koala bear? And I'm a sheep. And hang on a minute. And I thought, how
it
is this
really
going to work?
Works.
And it's absolutely brilliant.
Think about Peppa Pig, how well she's done. Who thought that?
She's now, what, she's about 20 now, isn't she, Peppa?
Yeah.
She's got too big for boots now, probably,
oh,
Peppa,
yeah.
Isn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They must have changed Peppa a lot over the years, haven't they?
I don't know. There's a lady on holiday whose daughter went to school with Peppa. And had a squeaky voice at
that
the beginning.
That is like a good
that
university
was a good,
fund, isn't
yeah.
it?
Very
being
good.
The voice of Peppa, right?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huge in America.
Would you
then.
Ever do another Rab Fab and bring the old timers back together again?
Do you think she's ever been asked that before, Mum?
I don't care. I'm going to ask
well,
it.
Well, you know, all the time I'm asked and all the time I say maybe or no. But it's a sort of... I think... It's not so much about wanting to do the characters, which we always do, and me and Joanna always talk about, because we love them so much and they are such fun to do. It's about waiting for there to be a new idea or a different kind of world for them
yeah.
to be in.
You,
know?
Don't want to make it rubbish.
And
yeah,
I don't know. I suppose there could be Ab Fab Dignitas.
Oh, no! Oh my God.
Can I ask a question?
Oh yeah. Peter, come on.
I wondered whether you.
Oh, hello, Peter.
Hey, Peter, get on the mic. Now, this happened in the Dawn French episode too. Just lean in.
With the French and Saunders show, do you not, now you don't do that, do you not find yourself bursting with ideas for sketches, or you see someone on the TV and think we could do that, make it
well,
really,
I tell
funny.
You, we could have done it, we could have made it really funny probably 20 years ago, but the trouble is now we are in our mid-60s and it's harder to say, oh, we could do Bridgerton, because I mean we'd only have to be the old people.
But do you have the lines and the ideas
yes.
And you think, that person.
I really want to see French and Saunders.
I'd love you to do Bridgerton. But actually, Peter showed me a sketch and I said that could have been Bridgerton. What was that sketch?
Dangerous liaisons.
Dangerous liaisons. Then they're talking, they're gossiping. And I thought that could be Bridgerton.
Yes, and we think about it all the time. And in fact, in one of our podcasts, Titting About Things, we talk about the things that we would do now. You know, the programmes that we would have. I know,
don't,
but no one's got the money to do it
really?
Anymore.
Well,
honestly,
they're mad.
They don't want two old birds.
Oh, please.
What? People exactly want
royalty.
That.
Royalty, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we do. And it's, yeah. And I think now, because of Netflix and everything, there's a lot of shows that people talk about all the time, having seen, like, have you seen this or have you seen that? And you think, actually, you know, there's quite a few things we'd quite like to do.
What are you watching at the moment?
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Oh, I tell you, I'm very late to It's a Sin.
Oh my God.
How? I sort of put it off thinking, I don't know if I could take it. Because it's that era, the 80s. And yeah. I thought, is it going to be just so too grim? No. Am I going to just weep? And honestly, Aidan and I are watching One a Night at the moment. And it's gobsmackingly good. It's so
how they didn't win a
good.
It's outrageous.
The writing is, you don't even notice the writing. You don't notice the
they
acting.
Just feel like
it's
real people.
Such a joy.
It's just so fantastic.
It's tragic but joyful. Oh my God, I am absolutely, I mean, in awe of it. In awe of the writing. It's just extraordinary. And all the actors. God, it's amazing. And so that has sort of taken my breath away a bit. And I keep thinking, why did I put off watching it for so long? Because the second it's finished, I'm going to want to watch it again.
Should I get some plates out or anything
yeah.
like that?
Oh, do we need plates?
Would you like some wine with your food?
This is fine.
Are you sure
for the
you'll
moment.
Stick with the
yeah,
champagne?
I'll stick with the champagne if that's
so,
okay.
So whilst Mum plates up, I'd like to ask you about your Last Supper.
Oh, yes.
So a starter.
Is it due?
Yeah, it is due.
Okay.
Starter, main, pudding, and I think I know the drink of choice.
Okay, starter is a dish called tortini, which is a kind of, it's like a cuttlefish dish. And we have it, we always go to holiday in the same place, we're very predictable.
That's
in
what
Italy.
We do too.
And,
where do you go?
I'm not going to tell you.
Because you don't want anyone
because
coming.
I don't want anyone, no, because there's no English people in there. And because it's so lovely and it's just a family run restaurant. And every time they see us, he goes out and he fishes for tortini, which is, I think it's a kind of cuttlefish, and they cook it in this just deliciously spicy tomatoey sauce.
Oh,
and
lovely.
I think that would be my starter because it would take me back to family holidays.
Yeah.
And it's very different to it's different to squid, it's softer.
Yeah.
And again, seafood is a big thing for me. I love all kind of seafood, but I've learnt that it's very high in cholesterol.
What?
Did you know that?
Is it? Every kind of seafood.
Oysters are high-end cholesterol.
Well, you'd have to have a lot of them, right?
I don't think you'd have to have that many, frankly, Jesse. And I think that seafood, which is very distressing to me, because I would eat seafood all day long. So I've stopped eggs and prawns.
But I love eggs. I can't live
without
eggs.
I know. I've had
them every day.
I know, but so did I. And I think my cholesterol is high. So I've had to stop that.
So, okay.
Okay, so...
But it's your Last Supper,
lovely,
but would you...
So, tortini there with maybe, I don't know, I mean, it'd be a lot of food this Last Supper.
Yeah, that's
believe
fine.
Me, it's going to last
maybe
a long time.
Maybe you should
time.
Have some oysters on the side if you like an
yeah,
oyster.
Yeah, let's have some oysters. Well, let's have a sort of pre-hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah, yeah,
so
sure.
We have a few delicious oysters.
Yeah. Where, oysters. Are you very particular about where you like your oysters from?
No.
Do you know?
I don't like them
the
too big, and no, I don't like them too scrappy, rocky oysters. I like a sort of mid-size, quite creamy oyster.
Do you bite your oyster?
Yes, just lemon juice and pepper.
I like vinaigrette.
I've come down just to lemon juice and pepper because I really like the taste of the oyster, and I used to literally swallow an oyster whole and pretend I liked it, and it took me years to actually like them.
When was the changing point? Was there a particular oyster you tasted?
Yes, I think it was, because I think when we used to have oysters, like if you go out and eat posh, and the oysters used to be posh, and they used to be too big. And then we went to Australia on tour once, and they just said, do you want a little box of rock oysters? And I said, what are rock oysters? And they're just little oysters, little tiny oysters, and you get them at sort of little takeaways in Australia. And they just crack them open, bit of lemon juice, and I thought, oh, this I like. Yeah. This is nice, because it doesn't gag you.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than gagging on an oyster. Take them down home, yeah. Jessie. And it all gets a bit much. So I think the moment I realised that you could have them a little bit smaller was good.
Numbers.
So hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, fine.
A few medium-sized oysters.
Yeah.
Then onto the tortellini. And, God, it's hard, isn't it, for a main dish.
You could have a mezze, whatever you can
I
have.
I could,
a few.
But you do you know what I am going to have?
What?
A whole roast chicken.
Like your mother made?
Yeah, a whole roast chicken with crispy skin and gravy. And, look at this food.
Oh, this
has
looks
been
very
put in
nice,
front
Mom.
Of me. It's absolutely. This is my first Hasselback potato.
Oh my God, I hope.
Wow, do you actually just slice them like that? That's beautiful. It's like a little.
It's nice.
Absolutely.
Mum, thank you.
Is it nice?
I'm sure it is. It looks perfect.
I might have a glass of rosé. But would anyone else like
Mum.
A glass of rosé?
Yes, please. This is great, Mum.
Is it nice?
Yes.
Let's get into this.
So, the main is a roast.
Yes.
The chicken
the thing that I sort of fantasise if I'm really hungry is a roast chicken, because I'm a picker at a chicken carcass. You know what I mean? It's like everyone else will go for the breast meat, and I'll just go. I'll just pick at the
and those oysters underneath.
Oh,
and Amelie introduced me to those. You know, in the film, Amelie.
They've always been there,
her favourite Jamie. Part is the oyster of the chicken, which is the underneath, and it's this beautiful, moist, delicious, succulent bit. There's only two of them. Thank you, Emily.
So I think I would. Oh, I don't know. There's so much beautiful food in the world. Oh,
I know.
I did choose. It's like, but that's a sort of comfort food. A big roast chicken.
Do you have a trick?
Delicious gravy.
Do you have a trick for your gravy?
No, not really. No particular trick. I tell you what's quite good are these miso pastes that come out now. A little bit of miso paste in something is really good, and you get the ones that are flavoured with a bit of chilli or something. And if the gravy's a bit...
That's a great idea.
And you just put a bit of that in the pan
with
the juices and a bit of... And it's got a really yummy taste, and you can use less salt then.
Jennifer, take me back to the most nostalgic taste that can just bring you somewhere in an instant.
Oh, okay. Gosh, now what would it be? Oh, do you know what it is?
Sorry.
Bazooka bubblegum.
Oh, bazooka! Oh. With a little cartoon.
Yes, cartoon in. And I can see and I can taste it now because it is my childhood going to the sweet shop and getting pockets full of bazooka bubblegum.
It's quite hard to really nosh into, wasn't it?
Into.
Really
there was
work.
That, or there was, what was the other one? Bublo, or what was the other one, which was round?
Delicious.
Round one, Hubba Bubba. And there was a round one in my day. Was that, or there was a thing that used to be called sweet tobacco, which was basically coconut sort of shredded with a sort of spice around it. And it was made to look like we used to have sweet cigarettes.
Yeah.
It used to, made to look like a packet of tobacco, and you'd look like you were having a pipe, smoking your pipe, but it would just be coconut. But I think Bazooka Joe Bubblegum. It's like nothing else in the world, you know what I mean? It just takes me back to my childhood and being with my grandmother, who used to have a little purse of threepenny bits. And we used to be given a threepenny bit each, and we used to take it round to the sweet shop and get, you know, threepence worth of sweets. And I used to buy loads of bubblegum, loved bubblegum. My life was spent trying to blow the biggest bubble. You know, it was just like bubble competitions. I just, that taste. And now, if I have one now, I'm just amazed how sort of pathetic, pathetically small they are. They felt so huge and great.
Do you eat chewing gum?
Yeah, I do eat quite a lot of, especially when I'm in the car, just spearmint chewing gum. I like to chew.
Like Alex Ferguson.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just chew.
I do like to chew.
If you were allowed to bring four comedians to a dinner party, who would you be inviting?
Well, I had this opportunity once in America. Joanna and I went out to present an award at the Comedy Awards in LA. And it was run by this guy called George Schlaughter, who was just a huge producer at the time. I mean, he was massive.
Schlaughter.
And Schlatter, probably it's spelled. I think we said George Schlatter. And he was massive. He did Ronan Martin's Laughing. He did lots of the big comedic shows. And he was producing the Comedy Awards. And we had to go on and produce and,
was
you know,
that,
give
was
an
that
award.
Was that big there?
Yes.
Yeah.
And... And so we thought, oh, this is great. And they put us up in, you know, Beverly Hills Hotel. And we just had, you know, one of those moments where you go,
this will
never happen again.
Enjoy it.
Live it. Yeah. Enjoy it. And Joanna and I always had this thing, like, we knew the moment was there for the taking. And we thought, this will never happen again. It'll pass. So if it's a flight and it's champagne, we'll go. We say yes. And we literally had that. She said, what is it? It's presenting an awards. Is it a flight? Yes. Is it champagne? Yes. We'll go. Because we thought, this is a life we'll never lead again, and we might as well do it and grasp the moment. So we did, and we got put up in this fabulous place, limos everywhere. And he said, you can have we're throwing you a party. We're having a party for you. You can invite a table of guests, okay? And Joanna was so sensible. She invited people she knew. I thought, oh my God, oh, everybody I like, oh God. All right, I'd met Carrie Fisher a couple of times, so I said, Carrie Fisher, Lily Tomlin, Roseanne, just started naming these people.
And they all came?
And they came. And it, honestly, I had nothing to say. Oh. I said, there's this table, and and then you suddenly realise who you are. This is not their party. You are there. You're hosting this thing. And I had Carrie next to me, and then who was it? Who else was there? It was a terrifying array of people.
Was it because you suddenly felt like you needed to be funny? Or
I don't know. It's just they didn't. Americans aren't very good at jollying along sometimes. No. You know what I mean? They are quite businesslike about this sort of thing, and it felt quite businesslike. And they're not great drinkers, you know. So Lily Tomlin was lovely, and Laurie Metcalf was there, who I knew, and she again was quite nervous too, and they were sort of nervous and a bit. And I sat there just thinking, why didn't I just ask people that I knew? You know what I mean? It felt quite.
Do you remember what you
awkward.
Ate?
I don't remember anything about
God, it.
It
sounds excruciating.
It was quite excruciating.
Did
I just
you make...
wanted it to sort of end.
Oh,
and I could see Joanna at her table. Oh, darling.
You weren't on the same table?
No.
Oh, no. This is very stressful.
She literally had her table and I had my table. And she was looking over to me and going, are you all right? I was going, no.
Oh, no.
Because Carrie is great, but she wasn't in a great place, I don't think, then. And she brought someone, and it was like one of those things where you go, when I invited these people, I imagined I had a personality. And now I have got no personality. And you thought, why have they come? And they have come, not because of me, they've come because George Schlaughter has got some muscle.
And then that's going over in your head. Yeah. You're like,
they're here looking at me going, who? And, oh my God, it was like awful.
I'm so sorry.
It's over. It happened years ago, but it was awful. And that's why I always think your perfect dinner party has to be peopled largely with people you know.
Yeah, and that can kind of take
That can take it.
Yeah.
And people that are also... It's like when you're planning any party or wedding, you go, they'll be great next to so-and-so because they're great talkers. That's a great talker. They're people that are good hosts, you know. And I hadn't learned then how to... I think I was quite... I mean, it was a few years ago. Hadn't learned how to jolly.
I'll give you some.
Pardon, darling.
Would you like a little nougat semifreddo?
Yes, I'd love some.
Okay.
Thanks, Mum. Do you want me to take over and do that bit?
No, darling.
Oh. I'd love some.
Mum, this looks very beautiful. Should we do it?
This is delicious, because look at the figs.
Oh, yeah, Mum.
That could be my...
That was pretty good, Mum.
That was like, because things I like, nuts, not, my recipe, not figs.
Oh, Mario
delicious. Yeah, absolutely good. Lovely.
I have watched some of your sketches on your lovely fan Instagram.
Oh, on Kitchen Tiles. Isn't she amazing?
Spelled kitchen with kitsch.
Mm, tiles.
Yeah. It's
so much thought.
Do you know them?
I met her once. She came over. She's American. And she started it. I can't remember why she said she started it. Maybe she'd. I mean, she was a fan. I think I can't remember why she started it, but she does it so brilliantly. I mean, I don't I don't understand how you get things off a TV program and put it through wires and it comes onto Instagram. I don't know how to do that, but she does it amazingly.
It's fantastic.
And she has footage that I've never seen.
Where does she get it? How does she do it?
I don't know.
It's very clever.
It's very clever.
And what age is she? Is she young?
She's young. I'd say she's in her late 30s, mid-30s.
Oh, you're kidding. So it's quite a new thing.
Yep. And she came to London not so long ago, last year when I was in Blythe Spirit, and came and said hello and was just lovely.
Is she going to come to Sister Act?
I expect so.
Yeah.
So,
Jessie, are we going?
Absolutely.
Of course you're coming. And if you ain't up and dancing, I'm going to be pointing you out.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, do you pray on the audience a bit?
Oh, I will.
Yeah, but
up and down.
It's one of those shows.
Oh, it's a feel-good show, isn't it?
You can't not dance.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, if you feel a bit miserable, I'll put Sister Act on this afternoon.
The numbers are fantastic, aren't they? Mm. The singing, too, is incredible.
Beverly Knight is a very lovely woman.
Yeah.
She whipped me into shape when I lost my voice doing this BBC gospel thing with Tom Jones and Beverly. And I'd lost my voice. And she was like, right, this is what you're going to get somebody to get you. This Chinese kind of serum thing that you put. It was fully disgusting, kind of lozenge. Anyway, if you lose your voice, she'll be making you get that. And she'll get it in
God.
Bloody Chinatown.
Pray I don't lose my voice.
But she's very caring and very kind. I liked her a lot.
How good. Do you look after your voice?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But I've never lost my voice, which I think is touch a good wood. Sign, touch wood.
You and don't force your voice. You're not loud.
No,
person.
I'm not a very loud person. Mm. So I think... Also, we have radio mics, so you don't have to overdo it.
Yeah.
And my character isn't... I don't have, you know... You can choose to sing in character, which is sort of... Less
are we,
singy.
Are we going to see you in any more serious bits and bobs?
Well, there's this film called Alleluia. It's coming out next year and the anniversary of the NHS, so it'll be coming out in the spring. That's my last piece of work.
And what about the podcast?
Well, I hope you send an advance copy to...
The podcast?
Yeah.
No,
to bloody Boris Johnson. And
oh, yes.
Your husband's quite political. I follow him on Twitter.
Yes, he's...
Yeah.
Likes to shout a bit.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
What about your podcast with Dawn French?
We're doing another at some point. There's another one coming out soon. This autumn, I think it's coming out. Yeah, it's coming out in the autumn.
Mm. Thank you so much for coming here and
is
eating.
Is it over, Jessie?
Well, it doesn't have to be. We want to know whether you've got good table manners.
I have got good table manners.
Yeah, she is.
Look at that knife, that spoon and fork very closely together.
And I'm quite sort of, I quite like good table manners. Because I think as kids we were sort of taught, elbows on tables, don't eat with your mouth full. Close your knife and fork at
do
the
you
end.
Leave a bit on your plate for Mr. Manners. That's what Joanna told us to do.
I know she does that, a little bit.
Always leave a little on your plate
little
for Mr. Manners.
A little bit for the angels, as Dolly Parton would say.
Oh, is it?
Leave a little bit for the angels.
Oh, man. We didn't know that about her, did we?
No.
Yes.
And what can't you stand in somebody else with table manners?
I cannot bear the food coming out of their mouth. That's the worst of talking or laughing.
Go to Israel
and just go. And you know when you subtly just put your hand over your glass because you can see it heading your way. Spitting, I think, is just it's unnecessary and awful.
It's if you eat and talk.
Awful. Don't you think it's sometimes accidental?
If it's accidental, I'll forgive it. But I have been next to people who you go. You're eating. Finish the eating, then start laughing and talking. But it's spitting out. That's I can't bear.
Jennifer, thank you for being on Table Manners.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're a very calming person.
Do you know, I feel really relaxed now, like I've had a massage. Yes. Very calming presence. I see her as a mother superior.
Mother superior.
Absolutely. Fabulously lutely.
Yeah, that kind of worked.
Okay.
I really loved her. She's so
gorgeous,
warm,
lovely.
And the food, Mum, tonight was delicious.
Was it, darling?
So good.
What did you like the best?
I loved the anchoulade. Were they?
Anchoyard.
Were they pre-bought breadcrumbs?
Yeah, Marks and Spencer's.
Made them a bit crispier, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, I could have used kind of ordinary wet ones and it might have been a bit nice. Maybe.
No, I liked it.
Yeah,
the crisp
I think it was
nice.
Crunchy.
It was like dry and delicious.
Yeah,
but
no, it was nice, wasn't
the braised
it?
Fennel, is that easy?
Yeah.
How do you make it?
So you just put, you kind of caramelise it with some butter and some salt and a little bit of sugar, a teaspoon of sugar. And then I put 2 tablespoons of ouzo in, and then half a cup of stock and half a cup of water. Bring it to the boil, cook it for 15 minutes, then deglaze it by taking the lid off. But it was quite well done, wasn't it?
Yeah, but isn't it supposed to be?
Well, I quite like it like that.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
How many fennels?
There was 3 there.
Yeah, Jennifer Saunders, just...
What about the... Nougat. Oh,
the nougat was really
good.
Did you like it?
It's delicious.
It was really very good.
So easy.
Really?
Yeah. Simple.
What, like whipped cream and nougat?
Very little cream, actually. Only 300 mil.
Is that why it's called a semifreddo?
No, I don't know. I think it's because you just put it all together. But I think there were 3 or 4 eggs separated. You bash the nougat. And you just mix eggs yolks with a tiny bit of sugar, and then
you put all the sugar in the nougat.
Yeah, and
almost could do without the sugar.
No, not sure it would set. That's the only problem. And then it's just 300 mils, a very small tub of cream, and you just mix the egg yolks, the cream. You whip the cream, and then it's dead easy. It takes like 10 minutes.
I feel like I wasn't helpful with telling her what to eat for dinner. Before the shows, to be honest.
I think she knows, darling. I think she can manage.
Okay. Jennifer Saunders, go and see her in Sister Act, starring Leslie Joseph, Beverly Knight.
Which song does she sing?
She didn't sing it, but it was there. There was a way to get back home again. It was in the first one.
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah. The pollen is so high, they're giving warnings up for next week. It was in The Guardian.
But
that's why I'm so wheezy.
Really?
Yeah. They say it's really
I keep on like getting a bit of pollen in the back of my throat and it's like...
Yeah, it's really bad this week.
Thank you for listening. Thank you to the fantastic Jennifer Saunders.
She's like... Dane, isn't she? She's Dane to me.
Is she a Dane? No.
No, she's not, is she?
She
should
be.
It's only Joanna Lumley who's a Dane, I think.
I think they should give Jennifer a little Dane.
I do as well.
Anyway, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.